Hare Krishna. So Krishna has spoken about the yogi who has practiced for a short time. He takes birth in a very rich family or very pious family. And a yogi who has practiced for a long time and he falls down, he takes birth in the family of a transcendentalist, in the family of devotees. Now after taking such birth, what the yogi does, that is given in the current shloka that we are discussing. That is shloka number 43.
Tatra tam buddhi samyogam labhate paurva dehikam yatate cha tato bhuyah samsiddhau kuru nandana.
So here Krishna is saying, Kuru Nandana, O son of Kuru. So maybe he is pointing out, saying, O Arjuna, you have also taken birth in such a nice family. He says, Tatra, on taking such a birth, after this, you know, that's what he has described in the previous two shlokas. So he's saying, after taking such a birth, Buddhi Samyogam labhate paurva dehikam. Buddhi Samyogam, that is divine consciousness. He revives his divine consciousness from paurva dehikam, from his previous body, from his previous life. And then, yatate cha tato bhuyaha. Now, after he revives the divine consciousness, what he does? He endeavors very hard to make further progress to samsiddhau, to achieve perfection, to achieve complete success. A very nice shloka and a very hope-giving shloka for all of us. Here, I would like to tell a pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam about Bharat Maharaj. So, India is called as Bharat. This country is called as Bharat because of this personality whose name was Bharat Maharaj. Now this Bharat Maharaj was a very, very nice devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. So what Bharat Maharaj did was, he took care of his entire kingdom. At that time he was ruling the entire planet. He took care of the entire kingdom very nicely. He took care of his family very nicely. At one point of time, Bharat Maharaj, he gave up his family, he gave up his kingdom, he went to forest to practice this process of transcendence by his own. And he went there and he was practicing very nicely. It is said that he reached a very, very high platform of transcendence, where he was relishing this spirituality so much at that point. But then what happened? One day, when he was doing his various activities of spirituality, there was a deer, a pregnant deer, who came to drink water from a nearby river. And at that time there was a loud roar of a lion. And that deer heard the loud roar of lion. At that time she jumped across the river. And in that fear, she gave birth to a baby deer. And that baby deer fell in the river. But then when she crossed, when she went to the other side, after jumping, a huge jump that was, thinking that my baby has died, in that moroseness, that deer died. Now, all these things, who was seeing? Bharat Maharaj was watching. It was almost like a movie. So, Bharat Maharaj was watching that, sitting there. So, when he saw that the baby deer was flowing in the water, he went immediately and he saved the baby deer. And what he started doing? He started taking care of the baby deer. Now, what happened is, this personality who left everything, all the kingdom, all the wealth and all the family members, now he got attached to this deer. And at the end of life, he was so attached to this deer, the baby deer, that at the end of life, he remembered that animal, and guess what? What happened? In next life, he became that animal. But then, by the mercy of the Lord, since he endeavored very, very sincerely, even in that animal body, even in that deer body, in the next life, this Bharat Maharaj, he remembered his past life, that how he was a king, how he gave up his entire kingdom, how he was practicing devotional service or the transcendental path. And when he remembered all that, at that time, even in that animal body, he lived like a renunciant. He didn't associate with any other deer, and he would eat just the dry leaves, those were falling from the tree. And he just remained at the ashram of some rishis there. And in this mood, in this entire renounced state, he gave up that deer body also. And then the third life of Bharat Maharaj, Now he took birth in a very, very nice Brahmana family. And then at that time he was called as Jada Bharat. Now why Jada? He was called as Jada? Because now, in this third life, he remembered the two lives, what happened previously. How he was Bharat Maharaj, how he gave up all his kingdom, how he got attached to the baby deer, how he became a deer in next life, and how he gave up that body also as a deer. And after remembering all that, now this personality, he said, no more taking chance now. I will do all the hard work, I'll endeavor completely so that I attain perfection. And he remained like a Jada, like a deaf and dumb person, not doing any activity. But internally, he was very, very intense in remembering Krishna, in practicing devotional service. So he was not taking any chance now. He was completely focused in practicing devotional service within. And he was not at all showing outside that he's a devotee. He would remain like a very, very dirty fellow. But then internally, he was a very, very elevated being. And like this, practicing bhakti very nicely, this personality attained perfection. So here we very clearly see that when he took birth in a Brahmana family, in a nice devotee family, he got the opportunity now to understand various aspects of devotional service. And he made sure that he, now no more taking chance. He did a lot of hard work. Sometimes the proper food was not given to him. Sometimes proper work was not given to him. He was not having proper clothes to wear in all that critical situation also. He was just continuing to practice devotional service. And he was completely surrendered to Krishna, completely dependent on Krishna. And now at this point of time, he did not want to take any chance. And so, with that hard work that he did, reviving the divine consciousness from his past life, finally, he attained samsiddhau. He attained perfection. So it is given here that from his life, it is understood that transcendental endeavors or the practice of yoga never go in vain. By the grace of the Lord, the transcendentalist gets repeated opportunities for complete perfection in Krishna consciousness. In fact, we all need to understand this, that we all have got this opportunity now to practice bhakti. Now, it's up to us how intensely we want to practice. Some people might say, no, let me practice little bit. Maybe later I'll practice. And some people might say, no, I have to practice now. I wasted so many lifetimes. Now at least in this life I want to attain perfection of human form. So this mood is very nice. To understand that so many lives I have wasted. I started bhakti, but then I gave it up in between. I started bhakti and then again gave it up in between. Now let me not do this filthy job of giving up bhakti every now and then. Let me now take up bhakti very, very seriously, very intensely. And this very lifetime, let me attain Krishna, break the cycle of birth and death. No more taking chance. Let me be always immersed in practicing Krishna consciousness. Let me not deviate now by any means. Let people tell whatever they want to tell, but I will practice bhakti with complete intensity and with full focus. This mode we need to have now. So come what may, we cannot give up bhakti. Come what may. This opportunity that we have got is like a very, very precious diamond that is given to us. Now we cannot throw it. We have to utilize this opportunity and attain perfection of human form. Why so? Because this opportunity is very, very rare. There are so many people, so many thousands of people in this world, but then very few people get this opportunity to practice bhakti. And guess what? We are those few people. But now if we give up practicing bhakti, then we will be called as F-O-O-L number one. Fool number one. So let's not be that. Let's be such intense devotees who attain Krishna at the end of life and give pleasure to Krishna going back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, Krishna is described that what a yogi will do. And now he continues this theme and is going to tell how a yogi gets attracted to various yogic principles. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.